Okie dokie.
Yeah. Puzzle Warriors 2, here we go. What episode? 217, is that episode number right?
Yeah, isn't it?
I think so.
He made a 217 script, so sure.
Okay.
Open channel?
Oh, yeah, do it.
Click. Vegeta. Ooh. That's really nice and quiet in here without Craig on.
Let me check this one last time. Everything looks good. I think we're good. Oh, there we go. Vegeta was the winner. Alloy was a close second. Grinch is my best friend who I'll never actually meet. Donkey Teeth is here. Your brother's here. That sounds like a full house to me. I'm going to start this show in about 10 seconds.
All right. Are you actually going to wait till 9?
I guess.
Alloy asked where Samurai was. He is off playing the D&D.
Yeah, he hosts a D&D game on Thursday nights. I'm going to start the show.
Sure.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 217th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. This week, we are trimming it down to the almighty Puzzle Warriors 2. We are sans Craig yet again, but Ray and Ian, Chaos 72, Sneaky Beat 15, Puzzle Warrior Alliance founders are here bringing you a show instead of watching Thursday Night Football. So,
that's strap in.
That's okay. It'll be on when the show's over still.
Sure.
I can watch half of the footballs half as good. And that way we'll bring everybody their favorite podcast of the week. This week, go ahead.
I find it amusing that we delayed for a day because we had, you know, concert activities. And then on our way back from the concert, we get a message from Craig saying, hey, how about you just go ahead without me?
Yeah, what an unexpected mishap.
My life sucks.
we'll pepper all this in local news.
Okay.
Let's get through the grind, the Craig segment, as I call it. But this is the week covering November 6th through November 13th, 2019. Deadpool dailies are as follows. Today is the Human Torch, tomorrow's Colossus, then Cyclops. Hood's on Saturday, Sunday's Doc Ock. Then we are at Thor, Captain Marvel, and Iron Man.
I love that you're going off the script, which has all of Craig's nicknames, and you're figuring out what their actual names are as you go.
Yeah, I looked at it and I was like, nah, this is my segment today. I'll do it. I'll do it the way that I want to.
Yeah, that is true. Ian, you said that today was Red Torch, which was actually yesterday because I think this was written for yesterday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I shouldn't have said today. I forgot we're in the future.
We are.
Yeah. Ooh, future us. Okay. Well, today's Yellow Colossus. I'm just surprised to see Colossus on a Thursday. This is just going to slow us down, but I'm going to tell the story anyway because it's not interesting. For the longest time, and by the longest time, I mean multiple cycles of the Deadpool daily in a row, Colossus and Cyclops were always on the weekend. And I only remember this because we were always on vacation together. Every time we would go on vacation together, Cyclops and Colossus would be on Saturday, Sunday. And I was like, what is going on? I am never going to get a Colossus.
Oh, that's why you... Okay. I'm like, how would you possibly remember that that was a... But right, if you're on vacation, right, not playing, sure.
I mean, I would take my laptop back in the old days with me. But anyway, so I'm happy to see them on a Thursday, Friday instead of a Saturday, Sunday. That's what happens when you add new characters to the rotation, I suppose. And we just got back from vacation, sort of. So there.
True.
All right, let's talk about the 5-day, 4-star crash of the Titans. Currently, Domino is battling against the totally awesomest Hulk, Amadeus Cho. Is that worth trying?
What do you have her at? It's like...
It's really, not good.
Yeah, really, it's fairly low, right?
Let's check in with Samurai. Samurai says I have her at 201.
Oh, that's a zero in red. Yeah, don't even bother.
Okay.
We have right, some Reds. We have some listener comments about this crash later on, and yeah, it took me 2 tries, and I have her champed. So
yeah, you do, and spec'd appropriately, I imagine.
I'd try.
She looks like a 5.53, because I can only assume that Craig is 4.45. He's a champion amongst men. all right, so yeah, that's not going to go great for me, but after this one is in the bank, we've got America battling some level of Loki, possibly 5-star, possibly 3-star.
I believe that it's a 3-star. It was last time.
Okay. And this will be new for me because she is newly championed in my life. So I think I'll be successful. And in an unprecedented move, I don't know, I'd have to go back a lot of shows to find out if it's unprecedented or not, but we all have respect the same way, and it all seems to be appropriate.
Right. That's amazing.
That's a lot of 3.55s.
Was it just luck, or did Craig actually, you know, take time to spec
her? I feel like she's such a potent and efficient character. I feel like he took time to include her in some sort of triad. And that was the most effective build for him at the time.
Probably. That would make the most sense.
Right. So we'll see how that shuffles out, but I'm optimistic. Story events. Meet Rocket and Groot is winding down. So if you haven't already grabbed your worthy cap, try to do that before time's up. I don't know if you still can. I don't know how late you can come into a PvE and still get the appropriate rewards. But if you're already doing well, you'll probably end up with a Quake. If you're not doing as well, you'll probably end up with Scarlet Witch. Strange Sights will be starting soon? Started?
Not for me.
All right. Strange Sights starting soon. You can get that Quake a whole nother way and settle for some Scarlet Witches. And if you place in the top 200, you will get a brand new, never-before-played character that I'll tell you about in just a little bit.
Yeah, Vegeta's right. It has started. I usually play in the later time slices, but yeah.
Okay. Shield training is also going on. You'll need... Ooh! That's optimistic for me. You need Quake, Nico, and X-Force Deadpool. I got 2 out of those 3 championed. I'll have to see what Nico's up to these days, but I feel like I might be playing some shield training after this show. And in PvP, we are on the time season... And right now, tongue lashing? What's that feller?
Venom?
That eats people. Venom. Yep. Yeah. Yep. So Venom's going on right now. Follow. You can get a, my God, who's Red Venom? I can't think of anybody's name suddenly.
Carnage.
Carnage. You get a Carnage if you do good at that.
You could say Cletus, because that's what, you know, Craig
it is
saying.
But I couldn't think of his... As we've already learned, as I've been exposed, I'm needlessly rebelling against Craig. And then after that, slice and dice, where you can earn your way into some Deadpool and Carnage covers, and top finishers get the brand new, yet-to-be-mentioned character, and the rest of you will get perhaps an Iron Fist. So, let's go to the news that has not been what I've been teasing yet. And let's learn about the release notes for 190 are out. I mean,
Ian, are you sitting down?
Why, yes, I am. One moment, please. The clue for this character is Donad Hillfort. So we were exploring this before the show. Could be a Scottish character. Could be another clever acronym. I don't have any good guesses.
Yeah, if we didn't have a recent change, I would have a guess that it's the character that they just put out. Because it's the only Scottish character that I was aware of.
Is this... What's today? Oh, I was like, are these release notes old? did Craig sabotage the show? Here's some changes coming up. You can no longer avoid the daily patch. It's too important. Stop trying to avoid it. And they fixed a bug where the health of bosses were not always displayed correctly on the map? Boss health is displayed on a map?
I'm not sure what that meant. I read and went, I don't know. Maybe Ian will know.
That was a bold hope of yours. But I'm excited. I don't have any good guesses for this new character, but I'm sure it'll be a fun surprise, as it always is. But let's talk about the current new character, the newest of new characters that you can get in those events that we were talking about earlier. Let's talk about Wolfsbane. Yeah, Scottish Highlands again. Maybe there's a theme going on.
Yeah, I mean, I've read some of the comics that she's in, and she has a really kind of thick Baroque accent. So, yeah. And yes, we got a comment so that we could pronounce her name correctly, but I did already know that it's pronounced Rain Sinclair.
Yeah, I don't... Was there another option?
Apparently, some people pronounce it Ronnie or Renee.
No.
It is definitely Rain.
Right. It's Rain Sinclair. I wasn't even going to bring it up because I don't know what sort of clever nickname Craig wants, and I didn't want to set people down the wrong path. But yeah, let's see what she's up to other than hanging out with the New Mutants. Oh, she's got powers. She's got three of them. She's got black, red, and purple powers. Ugh, turds. All right, so her black power does two different things. It's called Rend or Silent Retreat.
Oh, yeah, you'll like the secondary power. I did.
Okay.
At least describing it.
Okay, which is the first endary power? Is that the rending?
Rend, yeah.
All right, let's see what... Fury Blows, Monstrous Claws, slashes the target three times each. So this is like, this sounds like old, what's his name? The other slashing, rending three times guy.
Sabretooth, yeah.
Sabretooth, that's his name. That is a lot. Okay, so.
And at fifth level, or level, yeah, if you have five levels in the power, if five slashes. Times, amazing.
For 666, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exciting.
Somehow appropriate since we just watched Slayer.
Whew, did we ever. let's see. Wolfsbane then takes to the shadows, creating one black invisibility tile. The power becomes Silent Retreat. Silent Retreat. Wolfsbane slips into the shadows to wait for her next victim. When there are no friendly Silent Retreat. That's it?
Yeah, Silent Retreat does nothing. It's really easy on the description. When she goes into Silent Retreat, she does nothing except
stay silent.
She
becomes invisible,
silent.
Doesn't she?
Yeah, she's invisible.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, so she you activate this, she cuts you up, she disappears, and then stays disappeared until that tile gets removed, if I'm reading that correctly.
Yep, that's exactly correct. And cool. Yes, that's... Grinch Slayer did rain in blood. Get it?
I assume it's one of their song titles. I don't really get it, but I'm trying to you out.
Yes, that is one of their song titles.
Okay. Let's see. For 6 red AP, sounds like a bargain. It's go for the throat. Wolfsbane crunches down on the enemy with her monstrous jaws. she does some damage and creates two blue strike tiles. Zach gets up there. She's doing... 1,699 damage, creating 4 strength 29 blue strike tiles. Cool. And she is a one-woman wolf pack for 7 purple AP. She creates 5 green countdown tiles that range from 1 to 5 turns.
Yes.
That's wacky. And deal 380 damage each. And as that goes up, just the amount of damage goes up to about 1,600 damage. All right. I mean, they're inexpensive powers. They all seem okay, and they all just do direct damage.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, there's some strike tiles and invisibility, and there's definitely some mechanics, but it wasn't hard for me to process this character.
Right. I do really enjoy her, the one-woman wolf pack. The animation is really kind of cool. She literally turns into a wolf pack and splits up on the screen. And the new... You know, 5 countdown tiles that are ranged from 1 to 5 randomly distributed across the screen. That was kind of an interesting.
Yeah.
So if they don't get matched away, you're doing damage every round for the next 5 rounds.
For sure.
But it also aids in, you know, all the people that give boosts for countdown. So.
Oh, right. Right. So she's a good teammate as well as a decent damage doer. Yeah. So I'm going to trim a little bit. Because she's going to be available in a lot of upcoming events. Shield, it says, Shield training You can get her in Heroes for Hire. You can get her in Wolfbane and Friends. And Strange, like we said, Strange Sights is where she's going to first be available. Shield training. She'll be featured in The Hunt. And her PvP is called Right to Rain.
Right as Rain.
Oh, Right as Rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that's even funnier.
Right as Rain.
I like it. When it's said correctly, it makes way more sense. And it's clever. Oh, good job, guys. All right. So that's our brand new character, Wolfsbane, Rain Sinclair.
I played her in the, in the whatever it was. Shield training. Yes. She's interesting. It was not a good team. Like, they gave you her and Nico and somebody else I don't remember. And, oh, Quake.
Oh, that sounds like a great team.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And it...
Maybe, and yet somehow it was not.
Maybe if you took into account who you were going up against, it's a good team. It's like Nova and somebody else and Ant-Man. And I thought, well, I'm going to get rid of Nova because he's dangerous. That was a stupid move. Get rid of Ant-Man first. Because I started making strike tiles with Rain.
And he started stealing
Ant-Man
them.
Just stole them all and just thwomped me. Like, oh, it was nasty. So, I mean, I got it on, like, the third try, but that's a hard fight.
Right. That's a lot of tries for Ant-Man, Nova, and unnamed assailant.
Whoever it was.
Yeah.
Black Cat.
That doesn't help. I don't know anything that she does.
She claws her eyes out. That's all I saw.
Oh, I think she's got luck abilities now, too. She's Domino's new nemesis. speaking of nemesises... Let's check out the superhero showdown. Now that we've moved on to the next round, we can find out how Stingray fared against the mighty Silver Samurai.
Sure. So we got a few comments here. Actually, a decent number of comments. The first comment I saw was, dude, the Silver Samurai got his tiny kitty beat. Obviously, this was from the D3 forums. By the original cast of SNL, Stingray for the win. Okay.
Was that a Samurai Delicatessen reference?
I absolutely think it was.
Nice.
We got a few more votes in here. One of them just said, hashtag Team Samurai. Guess who sent that in?
Samurai,
yeah. After that pair of descriptions, I am rooting for Stingray to zap Silver's sword as it passes through his armor, dealing a double knockout. But I don't get the things that I root for, so one vote for Samurai.
Oh, that was cold.
Yeah, pretty cold. However, 4-1, people voted for Silver Samurai.
Oh, they must like alliteration. That's the only thing I can figure. That makes no sense to me. No one's more potent than Stingray. He should fight the eel. Oh my goodness!
Stingray versus the eel?
That sounds like the ultimate matchup in the loser's bracket from this season and last season. Oh, well, congratulations, Silver Samurai. So, this week in, the rectangle. It's gotta be that. Because I was not prepared. But anyway, we do have two characters. One of them being the original Wasp, Janet Van Dyne, who's taken on old Shadow Cat, better known as Kitty Pride.
Real name? Catherine Pride. She's got a lot to work on for that whole secret identity, but...
Right. Well, Shadow Cat is her...
Sure.
Is her... She works as Shadow Cat and spends her days as Kitty Pride. That's a great secret identity. Ish.
I just remember everybody calling her Kitty forever.
Well, they're all wrong. It's Shadow Cat. Right. She's got a pet dragon. What do you want?
It's a small pet dragon.
It is. And she's up against a small but potent threat in the Wasp. Growing, shrinking, bioelectric blasts from her hands, communicating and controlling insects. And that's all I got. I can fly.
So
that's pretty. I don't know how to get around phasing.
Right.
Freaking phasing.
As long as I can just, phase out immediately, I think I can avoid your blasts. And all I need to do is phase through your techno garb and I should be a winner.
I feel like I could probably evade you for quite a while, though. I'm tiny and I can fly. Can you fly?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Hmm.
Phase, camouflage, electronic disruption, telepathic resistance. I don't think that'll come into play.
No. Can my bioelectric blasts hit you while you're phased?
I don't think so. I don't think
that's... Curses.
So it might be another case where I think it was D-Wing who wanted the double KO. That, so, you know, I try and get close enough to you to, you know, phase through and you zap me as I become I don't know.
Right. It's tough. Again, I will learn more from the listeners because last time I remember Shadowcat being up against someone incredibly potent and they were like, "Map, she phases, she wins." And I was like, okay, well, what do I know?
And yet somehow the Sentinels won. I don't understand.
She must have gotten beaten around later than that. But yeah, it was all very confusing. And I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn as well as teach and entertain. So yeah, it looks like Shannon Van Dyne battling Kitty Pryde. Hopefully our listeners know who wins because I certainly don't.
Oh, and Nick Fury classified Kitty as a power level 7. That sounds impressive.
Yeah, that's a big number. I thought the movie told me, like, Jean was, like, a power level 3 or something, and that she's, like, the most powerful. So 7, holy smokes!
I don't know, that doesn't sound right at all.
Oh, it was the bad third movie.
Oh, okay.
Where they just start, or maybe it was the second movie, I don't know, they started just slapping numbers on the mutants so that you, if you were not a comic book fan, you could easily quantify how powerful they were.
Sure. Yeah, the thing is, I can't really hurt you except by phasing through you and disrupting all your electronics, and then I think you're screwed.
Right. And again, I had to go back and look because I did not remember, but yeah, that's how she defeated Namor.
Ah, okay. Wow.
So, yeah, she phased. So, yeah, reach out, tell Rey who wins this battle because I would like to know, and I hope it's Luas, but I can't be certain. All right, local news. There is lots of local news. So, in local news, since I forgot it in the news segment, a couple hours before the show, Craig's molar exploded and he had to have it extracted.
It's as bad as you can imagine. I haven't got the gory details yet, but that's what I'm picturing.
I don't want them. I'm happy with the details I've made up in my head. He has one less tooth and is probably in a lot of pain.
Definitely not not with the ability to speak at the moment.
It is okay to laugh. That's how we cope with things. But thanks. Yeah. So that was local news. And even better local news, let me tell you about two puzzle warriors that went to go see Ministry, Primus, Slayer, and Phil Anselmo?
Yes.
Yeah. So Phil Anselmo was as good as you would hope. He was fine. We got there a little bit late, and he was like, "Hey, I used to be in Pantera," and we were like, "Good," and we're like, "Thanks." And then Ministry came out, and they were fantastic.
Ministry, like, exceeded all expectations.
Yeah, they opened up with like, "Hey, we're gonna keep this short so that you can enjoy Slayer," and they came out. And they're like, "We're just gonna play our old stuff and our hits. And we're going to play them fast, and then we're going to leave." And they did, and it was awesome. It was so awesome. And then Primus came out, and they were amazing. They tried to... was I wrong in thinking they tried to steer their set towards more metal-y sounding Primus?
Oh, I definitely think that's the case, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, so they sounded a lot grimier than I expected, but it was good. It was all stuff from Frizzle Fry and Pork Soda, and then they peppered in a little Jerry Was a Race Car Driver, and then stopped 2/3 of the way through the song, and no one knew what happened. It was amazing. Everybody was like, they were hanging on it. He took a dramatic pause, and everybody was getting ready to shout, "Dog Will Hunt," and he goes, "Enjoy Slayer," and just walked off the stage.
And then when he did so, the signs in the back of the stage lit up with "Primus sucks." And that was just perfect.
It was really excellent. And then, so just a little feed forward. Until last night, I had never watched nor heard a Slayer song in my life. And I I had a vague idea of what I was getting into because, you know, I understand the basic concept of heavy metal or speed metal or thrash metal or whatever category they are placing themselves in. And so I was like, ah, it's great. I can expose myself to something new. So their first song was possibly the loudest song I've ever heard in my life. And, you know, I had my earplugs in, and then their stage show were the brightest strobing lights I've ever seen in my life. And everything was simultaneously on fire. And somehow, every song after the first one was increasingly louder. And, like, so by song four, my teeth are shaking in my head. The whole stage is on fire. I'm blind. I have Kleenex jammed in my ears. My thumbs are jammed in my ears. The amps were well past 11. I mean, it was craziness. And then this kid who's sitting next to me, who has just been up and down the whole time and quiet and didn't say anything, was clearly there for Slayer because his spinning his hair around, he's screaming the lyrics in a screeching tone at the top of his lungs. And then by song five, I was like, I'm out. And I was inappropriate because Ray was there and I should have been a little more helpful, but I just got up and I just walked out. I went out to the concourse and sat down and read some NPR articles on my telephone. And when I was out there, it was still the loudest show I've ever heard. It got even louder. The whole stadium was shaking. The concourse was shaking. The building was on fire. The lights were bright through the concrete. It was unbelievable. In every way that something can be too much for me to process, that show was too much. But boy, they are a talented bunch of musicians. They were from what I could hear, they were super tight. Their stage show was excellent, and everybody was just going bananas.
The stage show was excellent and dangerous. I'm glad I'm not doing that every night. But like Grinch said, good Slayer show then.
Yeah, holy majoli.
I enjoyed it.
They rocked my socks off, that's for sure. But yeah, we had a great adventure. I'm no worse for wear. The whole thing was excellent. All right. Oh, mailbag. It's Willy Lumpkin time.
Yay.
Got any listener comments, right?
We had a lot this week, like a ton. So let me see if I can process through some of them here. Over on the D3 forum, Wime Time said, one thing I wish you talked about more was the 5-star Carnage, especially since Joe said he liked him, but there's been a lot of hate for him on the forum. From a concept of Carnage, I do like him. Unfortunately, his strike and attack tiles didn't seem that strong for a 5-star and difficult to get out from a video that he saw of the character. I would love to hear what Joe thinks, why he is a good character. So let me... I can't answer for Joe, but in my mind, what I hear is Joe saying, I really like Carnage. I really like this version of Carnage, and I can't wait to have him in the game. Not necessarily the game mechanics itself. But, hey, maybe Joe can respond and fill in the blank there.
Yeah, Joe, they need to know.
Yeah. Another Joe comment, I believe. Tony Foot said, was that crash hard enough for you, Joe? I got whooped. With a fully champed domino, and when I died, I had barely put a dent in Cho. I can't imagine beating that one without a level 200 plus. Pleased to get a challenge, but can you ask the devs for supports for the next offensive PvP the next time you're on? You seem to have their ear. All right, there you go. I voiced it for you. The Road Warrior commented on the domino fight as well, saying that if you had, if you can get some board shake with that green a couple times and you have the red, you can one-shot him if the board is mostly black, because her red destroys half the black tiles on the board.
Oh.
A lot of his 5-stars have black nukes, so he runs domino on purpose a bunch in order to, you know, build up that black. So, yeah, domino, hard fight. Hard win.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, listeners. I will take a pass on that.
KGB also said it took 5 times for a domino win. So, yeah. Yeah. Not very good.
Yeah, brutal.
Stink Palm did comment, I still don't have a functional Thundercap, but I'm glad Ray got to try out my group. So, hey, it was Eric's group that I had mentioned in the, what do we call that? Synergy segment?
Team up time.
There you
featuring
go.
Featuring Ray.
He says, also, I wholeheartedly enjoyed Joe as usual, and Epstein didn't kill himself.
Who said that?
Stink Bomb.
Oh, E-R-I-C in Cincinnati. Good job.
I don't know if anybody is, if anybody didn't get that joke, that's a running meme all over the internet now. Is you do, it came from some sort of Fox News interview. They're interviewing this guy who trains dogs. And at the very end, the guy's like plugging his stuff. And then his last thing is, oh, and Epstein didn't kill himself. And it really takes the news anchor off. It's pretty funny.
Oh, the funniest part is it's completely true. wrong show.
D-Wing Illinois said that Joe's bad movie commentary greater than Craig's bad movie commentary. Uh-oh.
Hashtag puzzle warrior shift.
He also said, I wish my income were disposable enough for the new Cloak and Dagger costume. It is dope. It is. I really liked it, and I did have to buy it because, well, there was that PvP, and I wanted to, you know, see all the animation, so.
Sure.
The Halloween Candy Derailment is easily the best PSA since Ian discontinued that bit. I don't remember what we said, but there you go.
Oh, in that show?
Yeah. About Halloween candy? I don't know. It's been too long.
Could have been any, could have been any number of things.
He also said that last week's Synergy segment, all caps, holy crap, with 8 exclamation points. I'm glad you liked it. And I now have to know if Craig felt a disturbance in the force when Joe shipped him with Portman. Craig will need that extra day to recover from being portmanteaued with his nemesis.
Oh, right in the gut. That was boo. But as far as Wordcraft goes, that was pretty solid.
And I did want to give a shout out because I knew it was in here somewhere. Black Sheep DCSS was who gave the pronunciation of Rain Sinclair. So I was aware of this one, but I do appreciate the help in advance. So there you go. There are the listener comments. Thanks, Willie.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Do you want to try this?
Sure. I'm awful at it.
All right. So, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz. And we just want to
pump
you up.
You up.
I don't think that all was right. Good. Yeah?
No, it was no me and Joe, but.
It certainly, I think it went better than when Craig and I tried it. That was awful.
Right. I feel like there was definitely some natural synergy there. So that worked out great. Let's see who's boosted. See what if I can remember anything about them and what I can tell you. Ooh, 3-star guy is Deadpool is boosted. He's wacky. I feel like his purple AoE is a significant amount of damage in the 3-star world. I mean, it's an unlimited amount of damage if you activate it, but you know, with him being boosted, I think, you know, 4,000 plus to all the enemies is plenty. I don't know how much it gets up there when it's boosted, but that should be good. And his other thing should have no impact on his boosted status, should they?
No, I don't think so.
One's a percentage and the other one is healing. Maybe he heals more?
Oh, maybe. Sure.
When his healing goes off? Yeah. Dives in front. Healing. There's always one. I really thought I had a good handle on all the 3-stars, but some of the newer... By newer, I mean, weren't in the game when I started. So, Gambit. I know he was popular for a while. I don't think the 3-star version was ever real popular. He's been recently reworked. The damage he does with those red is probably increased. I don't really know what his other two abilities do.
Yeah, his other, the purple, is it? That throws out the cards? That'll be...
Is that a Raging Cajun?
Yeah, that'll be more damage.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, Iron Fist. He's a good 3-star. The strike tiles that he puts out with his green and the damage that the green does is good. If there's enough black out on the board, the damage that he does from his purple is significant. And for only 5, that's a bargain. And the attack tile that he puts out will be slightly more potent. So, helping out an already good 3-star. Another already good 3-star, Kamala Khan's boosted. The burst healing she gives you when you fire an ability, we'll see an increase from there, and her green AoE from her stretchy punch, as my son calls it, will be boosted.
Yeah, I know that she is a decent 3-star because whenever I have to face a team with her, I take her out first.
Yeah.
That healing is just annoying.
Yep. It really is. Really is. I think she makes her own green, but that won't be, obviously impacted by the boost. Punisher. I'm down on him, but he's not as bad as I think. Because his red is okay and has the opportunity to be an insta-kill. His black is okay and does a skosh of damage. His green, I don't exactly remember if there's a set way that his green, the tile destruction of his green does, but the damage that his green does is negligible, so meh. But he's boosted. He's one of those guys who he's not good. He's enough that occasionally I will have rostered, but don't have any levels in the 2-star and the 4-star that I need for the Behemoth Burrito.
Mm.
And I will look at the 3 people that I'm fighting and I'll have to say, like, can I beat all 3 of you with just Dark Reign Punisher? Or can I beat all 3 of you with the Hood? Like, I like him, but he's only got 4 hit points.
Yeah.
And, inevitably it goes my way, but I'm always a little bit nervous. But let's talk about 4-stars. Domino, the crashiness Domino there is, currently boosted. The damage that her red does when you chop those black tiles in half, extra. So, there you go. All for other stuff, not affected by the boost. Good old, the once powerful Teen Jean. You had to skip her in PvP, and now you don't even give that poor lady a second thought. she does AoE for all of her levels, and it's all increased. Oh, and she does create some random attack strike projectiles, which will be boosted. Miles Morales.
Moyles?
Is. Yeah. That's good times. Oh, Samurai. I hope you're having a good D&D game. Let's see. When he pops out of the hide and seek and becomes uninvisible and punches you in the face punch will be boosted. And the little bit of damage that he does from his Venom Blast is going to be boosted as well. New guy on the scene, but very popular, Sabretooth, is El Boosterino this week. So the red damage that everybody seems to enjoy because it's 4 consecutive separate attacks, that's going to be boosted. Get some damage. You can get some damage out of You Should Have Run, and you can get some damage out of Happy Birthday Run, and the strike tiles also boosted from that ability. And then everybody's favorite 4-star, Whip-a-pow! Himself, Iron Spider, or Infinity War Spider-Man, as he is more commonly known. The proportional punch that he does from web tiles is going to be... It's already apparently the most potent thing going on in the game, and now it's going to be boosted. The other 2 things will not be affected by the boost. Let's see what the Dungeon Master himself, UNC Samurai, suggests for these boosted folks. He likes a spider-themed battle. He says, take your boosted Miles, team him up with your boosted Spider-Man, and throw some Vulture in there, which I'll go on a tangent here in a minute. But let's see what he says first. Use Vulture's black to make AP. Ed is blue to remove special tiles. Miles' yellows makes the web tiles. And Iron Spider makes a lot of web tiles, and then he does a giant red proportional punch. All right. I don't know how those complement one another, but...
Well...
The web tiles and the web tiles
yeah.
Are obviously stacking, because all of them seem to stand pretty well on their own. But yeah, I can't see that being not an excellent combo. If for no other reason... I forget why I was playing Marvel Puzzle Quest, but I was, and I thought I would challenge someone in PvP who... had a Vulture in their team. Wrong. Just so you know, Vulture is broken and he's outrageous. And that's the level I play at. I'm sure you guys who are good at the game are, much more, but he was just, once he's in the air, that's it.
Yeah,
he never comes back down and you just have to sit there until you die. Unless there's a way to hit an airborne character that I don't know about, which I'm sure there is.
Yeah, you get that, that one other character who can attack people who are airborne.
You get Angel.
Archangel, yeah.
Or is it Archangel?
I don't know about Angel. I
Right.
My
I don't know about Archangel either. I don't know about either of them.
My way of taking out Vulture is to beat him up as fast as possible before he gets six blue or black.
Yeah, six. That's a bargain. Yeah. It's so fast. Yeah, that guy's a turd. I'm glad I have him champed. He is a real downer. But yeah, so listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted this week. Oh, and thanks as always to our sponsor segment, Mystify.
Mystify.
Mystify. Oh, all right. It's in honor of yesterday's adventure, this next segment is Team Up Time! Featuring Ray!
I don't think I can put any reverb on that. That would just be weird.
Oh, synergy segment. Do it, Doug.
All right. So this week was a team-up suggestion, again, from a listener. It looks pretty freaking strong, though. I'm sorry, Ian, though. It does require a character that I don't think you have at a usable stage.
Oh, I'm sure.
But
tell me about it, though.
It does have... It is a 4-star synergy between Mockingbird... At a 5/5/3, that's going to be your weak point.
Yeah.
America Chavez at a 5/3/5, and Main Event Hulk at a 5/5/3.
I'm on the cusp.
Yeah.
I just got to get the... Who was the first one again? Oh, Mockingbird.
Mockingbird, all right. Yeah.
If I get my Mockingbird going, which she's way behind, I can live this dream. Wait. Tell me about it.
So the big part of this is Mockingbird's opportunist power. So... what is her, the power is her passive, yellow. When an enemy makes a match 4 or greater, if you have at least 6 AP in that color, you fire a random friendly power at no cost.
Okay.
So that's the key, because you're going to be firing power. Now, the reason that's the key is America has no powers. She just has passives. So her, Mockingbird is not going to be firing anything from America. She's pretty much going to fire Bombshell or Power Bomb. Possibly the crowd goes wild from Main Event.
You could get stuck with a crowd going wild, but still.
Right.
So she could fire her own for free.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. So she's either going to hit her with that huge, what is that, a red bomb that she does? Or, the Gamma Power Bomb.
Yeah, Gamma Power Bomb is what you're looking for, because that's a game ender right there. But even if it does a Bombshell, that's an amazing amount of damage. Yeah, with
a ton of damage.
It puts out 2 countdown tiles, and if when one expires, if another one exists, it deals a ton of damage. So you can easily, one-shot people with that. So, yeah, the team itself only has 4 active powers, so a lot of the times you're hitting Gamma Power Bomb or Bombshell, so you're going to be doing massive amounts of damage. You've got America, who you're making matches, building up AP. She's going to be throwing out critical tiles. You can add that to Main Event's critical tiles that he throws out with the Gamma Power Bomb. It works reasonably well in PvP if you're in 4-star land. I don't know how well it would work in 5-star land. But it's also a bit of fun. Like, you can use it to rack up some solid point levels and stay in the top 10 or top 20, according to this listener. So, again, I don't know how well it will fare against a meta team. But if you're in 4-star land and you have these people,
it sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So there you go.
How am I specking America again? Because I heard. Her red was not at a 3, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah, 5/3/5 is how it is recommended. That increases her match damage up to 30%.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I will potentially favorite Mockingbird now that I've got Main Event Hulk where he needs to be. And I'll work. I'm excited to try this team because the chance of... Because I like the two of them together, America and Main Event.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know who to put in there because... I mean, I did, but I'm never going to have a champion, Jessica Jones.
Oh.
So, this is much more attainable.
Yeah, apparently awesome. I'm never going to have a champion, Jessica Jones. That silly 5/1/5 or, 8/1/8 or whatever I have her at.
Right. Thanks, Unify. So, Ray.
Yo.
I have some news. Apparently, I haven't played this game in some time, at least according to Steam. And my game is... Now, and I couldn't remember why. I was like, I knew we were on vacation. I knew it didn't take it with me, but I was confident that I had played it before. But apparently why I hadn't played it is because last time I tried to launch it, it's been trying to do an update for about 3 days now.
Oh.
And whenever it gets to 99%, it drops back down to zero. And so when I have activated it now, I'm still having that same issue. The issue has been unresolved.
Wow.
So I'm going to introduce the next segment, and we'll just pretend that I open a segment. Things aren't going my way as far as Steam is concerned.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. So anyway, Ray's going to open a token.
This segment, Ray opens a token. Two, actually, so I'll open one for you.
Great.
I don't know. I'm not a big troubleshooter on Steam, so I have no idea what to even suggest.
Oh, that's okay. I'll try some things, but I do have some Steam news for you after this segment.
Okay.
Remind me.
All right. So I'm going for the jugular notch because that's what I do.
Yeah.
It is a 4-star Mordo. I can't speak.
Oh. Mordo. Hello, Mordo.
All right, that hasn't been working. I'm going for the temple. He's pointing at his temple. I'm poking him right there. It's another 4-star. It is a Power Man, Luke Cage, Defender.
All right.
2 4-stars. So that takes Mordo up to a 306 and Luke Cage to a 324.
Awesome. Thanks going out to one of our senior sponsors.
This guy.
So before I begin to wind things down, let me tell you, we need to contact our good friend, Jared. Do you know what is free to play this weekend on Steam?
I have no idea.
American Truck Simulator. We can all finally know what is happening on the other end. So you can load up your Steam, Ray. You can download American Truck Simulator. The Utah update just dropped. We can simulate American trucking, and we can bond with Jeff in a much better way.
I have no idea why you would want to play a game where you drive a truck, but maybe I can figure it out now.
Yeah. So anyway, speaking of that, that's a reference to another show, which is available on our podcast network, the soon-to-be-named network, where you can find such shows as The Profane Argument, Puzzle Warriors 3, Long Box Heroes, and many others. You can find a complete archive of all the shows at Soon to Be Named Network on soontobenamednetwork.com.
You're listening to the Soon to Be Named Network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
Thanks, Grinch. Right, it is the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
It's always going to be the Lamborghini of podcast networks. And so I think that's about it. Thank you, everyone, for joining the Puzzle Warriors 2 on our brave outing, sans Craig yet again, but it has just been a coincidence. There's no Joe takeover, there's no Craig leaving the show that I'm aware of. Everything will someday go back to normal. Right now he's just has fewer teeth than he did earlier this afternoon, so we're hoping he heals quickly. Check out our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com. Lots of great stuff on there. We're available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic, probably various other RSS feed distributors.
This is how I'm picturing Craig at the moment. The Discord open.
I do now. That's the only way I'll be picturing Craig from now on. That's great. We have an Amazon banner on our page. If you click it and buy stuff, then we'll get some advertising credits from Amazon, which is nice. You could go to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and order stuff with our logo blazoned on it so that you can let your friends and family know that you love listening to the Puzzle Warriors 3. If you would like to be a direct contributor to the show, we do have a Patreon. You can become one of our patrons, like the sponsors, Unify, Mystify, this guy. Well, if you can't fit into that rhyme scheme, we'll do our best to work you in. But yeah, I don't know. Is that? Sorry. I got distracted by the clue, and it seemed awfully straightforward for Craig, so I'm assuming he looks like the picture that Ray posted. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, don't forget your ultimate nullifier at home.
All right, then.
Bye, friends.
All right. Good night.